Now, Dan Joseph.
WBAL News Radio 1090, FM 101.5, and the WBAL mobile app.
Joining me now is relationship expert and best-selling author Susan Winter. Are you busier than usual this time of year, and particularly today, Susan?
Hey, how are you doing? I love what you said. By the way, now you don't need me. I can hang up because you said everything I was going to say.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's wonderful.
Are you particularly busy? Have you had a lot of people calling you for advice today?
More so the press. This is a heavy press time for me between radio and television and articles. Okay, tons of interviews. However, the calls are going to start coming tomorrow and the next day. You see, Valentine's Day is still a day of hope. He might call me. He might ask me out. Maybe she'll go out with me. So they're still in hope. But tomorrow, that's when it crashes.
Oh, okay. That's and you're the one who they all call. I see.
Yeah.
So in your experience, is this day, is Valentine's Day a net positive or a net negative for relationships?
As you said, it is so preloaded with a social construct that no matter what you do, you're going to lose because you're comparing yourself to an ideal that does not exist. He went to Jared's. He loved me. He got me a diamond ring. You know, and by the way, the amount of love that you have is equal to the amount of money that you spend.
Mm.
I mean, we know that that's not true. So I really feel for men who are under the gun and terrified and mostly paralyzed. I know. They're so afraid to give too much or too little that if they overgive for newly in the relationship, they're going to scare the girl off or look desperate and needy. And they're so afraid to undergive. I have a friend of mine. I won't identify him because I talk about him a lot, but he's been giving his girlfriend flowers every day for the last week just as an insurance policy in case she gets irritated because he didn't get her the right gift.
Oh, that's really smart.
So, it is, but it's also kind of sad that you have to do that. You know, then my question to him is, why are you in this? You know, so, but that's another story.
What about your advice? What's your advice for single people? And there are a lot of them who may be bummed out or even angry on this particular day each year.
I completely agree with you because we are given such hype around this because single has meant traditionally unwanted, non-desirable. It means you're the leftover. Everybody's together but you. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in love. And the truth is that a huge segment of the population are either recycled, recycling, or just about single or happily single.
Recycling, so like they were in a relationship and now they're in another one? Or
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess recycling is an interesting way to put it. But okay.
They're going from the separation to the divorce. But now, here's the good news that I see. But I'm also a futurist, so it's kind of just the rumblings. I'm starting to see a little bit more honoring of being single, like single positive, single by choice, not the pathetic leftover that nobody wanted, but rather, you know, love is cool. That's great. And I'm a grad student. When I get a chance, I'll get around to it. Or, you know, I'm comfortable the way I am, maybe later. So it is slightly shifting.
What is Galentine? What is Galentine's Day?
Well, that was kind of a comedy bit from Parks and Recreation. Amy Poehler said, you know, I'm going to have a day for the girls. It's going to be the 13th, and it's the day before with my gal friends. I'm going to celebrate female friendship.
But it became a real thing, right?
Yeah, and very big business. I mean, I've had, you know, interviews from all over the world and talking about the unbelievable retail spike on Galentine's Day.
Jeez, what do people buy each other for Galentine's Day?
Oh, they go out and they have fun, whether they go to a strip club or they go to dinner or they go bowling or they do something, you know, go to a girl's spa. You know, but they go out and they spend on themselves as a part of, hey, I think I'm great. I love me. I love my friends. My life is good. My life is rich. And so we are seeing some changes, but listen, when I was hearing what you said, you are so on point. Everything that has bothered me for years is this commercialization that always makes you feel inferior and insecure, no matter who you are, in a relationship, newly in a relationship, or single. It's just, somebody's going to get a better present. Somebody's going to say, oh, that's what you did. You stayed at home. He didn't bother to take you out. I mean, you're just going to never feel good about this.
How does a guy like me make sure he meets expectations that women have for Valentine's Day?
Well, you could be a renegade and never, you know, please any of them.
Yeah, that's safe. That'll get you far.
Yeah, just get out of it altogether. Just see, you catch me if you can.
Ooh.
You know, listen, you have to know the woman, and if she's a good person, you know, she will be more affected by the fact that you've listened to her and that you've paid attention. It could be something small that somebody mentions that they love, and you bother to get them that thing, a book or a ticket to a concert, or that they really have always wanted to go on a carriage ride. It shows I care about you, what you say matters, and I'm listening to you because I value you and I want to please you.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, even nowadays, you know, to put down your phone and actually be present is a pretty big gift.
Yeah, that says a lot, and that's kind of sad, but you're absolutely right. Well, can you tell me a little bit about your book entitled Older Women, Younger Men? What's that all about?
Yes, if you are a woman who is a little bit older, dating a guy who's a little bit younger, then maybe you don't know how to do that in your own comfort zone. It's a huge head trip because we've been, again, another area where...
When you say a little bit older and a little bit younger, what's the average age difference there? Because I've dated girls that are like 2 years older than me, and that's really not...
Doesn't count.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that's not what you're talking about.
You're not a boy toy.
Right.
So sorry. You're not a boy toy.
Too bad. That's what I've always aspired to be.
No, just you have to go older. That's all I can say to you. Just go older.
So what... there are probably a lot of difficult things to deal with if you're in an older woman, younger man relationship, right? I mean, it can't be easy for either of them.
No, it's just the neighbors. Once you get past that, you're good. And if you're older than his mother, that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
But other than that... You know, so here's the thing. Whenever it doesn't look right on the outside, chances are there's a whole lot right on the inside, meaning there's so much resonation between the two. They are such a match. They just don't visually look like they should go together. But the truth is that they're really very much connected, because you wouldn't make that choice unless it were based on something very profound. I mean, why bother yourself to go off-road when you could have a smooth, you know, surface? Why bother?
Yeah, right? No, that's
people
a good
are
metaphor.
Drawn to each other.
Well, are these relationships, older women, younger men, are they becoming more common?
Oh, they're very common now. When I wrote the book in the year 2000, I was considered a bit of a pariah. Certainly in my community, my partner was 20 years younger.
Wow.
And that took me quite some time to reestablish my, you know, reputation. I went in, you know, from broadcast TV and financial news, and suddenly, you know, nobody knew what to make of me. Now, if I'd been a guy, it would have been, yeah, you've got it going on. But I was a woman, so it was
right.
A little bit ahead of its time. You know, love happens all the time for people of all ages. And love happens between unlikely characters. But when it happens, we want to take a hold of it and take the risk because it's worth it.
How do you think...
It may come in a package you didn't expect. You know?
Right? Yeah, I'm open to that idea. How do you think internet dating has changed the courting process in general?
Well, we're developing a new word every day for some bad behavior that's the outcome of this format. You know, ghosting, breadcrumbing, stealthing, oh my goodness, there's so many, window shopping. The anonymity has allowed people to be very naughty, and the anonymity has taken us away from owning and being responsible for our actions. So we're getting some of the worst behavior from people because they feel protected by their anonymity. However, we are also finding that it's a useful mechanism to help people find people outside of their area. My very closest girlfriend, after years of long-term relationships and dating, found her the one at age 49. And she was matched with him, and he was 90 miles away. And it was a match for both of them. And they're engaged and going to be married this summer. So it's, you know, sometimes it'll do for you what you would never have found yourself.
Right. Okay. Susan Winter, hey, thank you so much for not ghosting us here on WBAL. We really appreciate it. You were fantastic guest, and have a happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. You brilliant man, you. Oh, my goodness.
Stop
Think
it.
Think about being the renegade now.
You're
Come
making
on.
Me
Think
blush.
Oh, good. Very good.
Take
that's,
care,
that's
Susan.
That's what we want. Okay.
Have a good one. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. I'm Dan Joseph. You're listening to WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5. Are you not entertained? I'll be right back after this.